And do you remember the first time you flew?
Yeah, very much so. I don't remember the date.
Yeah.
All I remember was in the latter part of 1942. September, it was in October when I started my first training. In October 1942 that I started out training in the AT-6, and we spent 6 weeks in it. Then it was transferred from there then to Salt Lake City to what we say was the armament school,
mm-hmm.
where we learned how to repair 50 caliber machine guns, which then they knew where I would, they already knew where I would be sent. And that was the training that it gave us, was how to learn to repair the 50 caliber machine guns. All air gunners had to take that procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Only, of course, is it. So in Salt Lake City then, we were sent out then to the individual bases to start our training flights, which we went through three phases of training, and we were in different places in each phase of training.
So how long did you train before you were operational?
Okay, let's see, there was 6 weeks in Harlingen, and then it was 4 weeks in Salt Lake City, and then we were assigned then to Kingman, Arizona for our first flight training in B-17s. But I don't remember the exact dates and so forth. But I do remember from the time I was inducted into the Army, at the end of 3 months, I had already been promoted
mm-hmm.
from a private to a staff sergeant.
Yes.
So that I went from a private to a staff sergeant within 3 months. Mm-hmm. Because that was because of the schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see, I was promoted to sergeant at the end of the gunnery training, and I was promoted to staff sergeant then at the end of our training to use the 50 caliber machine guns.
Okay.
So that was the rank already.
Oh.
And that, so I consider myself very fortunate to have progressed that far.
Yeah, that was exceptional.
That was exceptional. I'm not that smart, but it's the way it worked out.
So when did you really move in Europe?
Okay, we went into Europe in June of 1943. And of course, we were in flight training there for a few months before we ever started into actual combat, because you have to get yourself orientated, you know, to the mm-hmm. conditions and everything. So we had instructors to fly with us for the first few weeks we were over there. And then they turned us loose to do some more, say, orientation flights to familiarize our own self with it before then we went into actual combat.
Were you based in England?
Based in England, huh? I was based at Molesworth.
Was it close from the coast?
It was, well, it's just a little above London. No,
above,
see,
London.
We're a good way from the coast. I was a little north of London. That's where it was, at Molesworth, England, with the 303rd Bomb Group.
And how did you feel when you moved at that time? Were you scared? Or?
Well, no. I was rather, say, excited.
Excited?
Eager. Wanting to get into it since I was already there. So I was ready to go. So I thought.
So you didn't feel any fear?
No, I didn't feel any fear at that time.
At that time?
At that time. Only when we started our bombing missions.
What was your first bombing mission?
Well, we bombed a little town in France called Poix. P-O-I-X.
It was occupied by Nazis?
Yes, uh-huh. See, at that time, France was occupied by the German soldiers. And that was on February the 10th, July the 10th, 1943. And I was showing my wife here earlier, I have a book here that has pictures, not pictures, but the area on which each one of the raids we were on. See, now the Poix is right here. It was just inside the coastline
mm-hmm.
of France. So, see, England over here. And so that was our first mission. And we called it a milk run because it was new. There'd be no fighter planes. There'd be no any aircraft gunfire because there was nothing there.
It was there.
Except just the town. And so that was our orientation flight over France into combat. But it was a 3-hour flight. So to be the first time over enemy territory. See, when you cross the English Channel, you're considered in enemy territory when you get halfway across the English Channel. So that's the dividing line, was the English Channel, for enemy and friendly territory.
So you didn't meet the German Air Force?
No, not on that road, you didn't. So the next one then was 4 days later to, now, since you're French, maybe you can pronounce
Philippe Coublet
name on it. Okay, now that was a little further down. See, it was a 5-hour flight. We found it here earlier, but right now, when you get to looking for it again, you're pressed for time and you don't find it so quick. But it was a five-hour flight, so that would put us about 250 miles.
Villacoublay,
here it is, right there. It's right on the 200-mile border, really, is what it is.
This was a safe.
Now that one we did see fighter planes and we saw anti-aircraft fire. Well, now that one did make you feel kind of funny. A little fear because not knowing, see, the first time to have seen any aircraft, any aircraft on it. But we made it back. We lost one engine.
That's one engine?
One engine was hit by an aircraft fire, so it was smoking all the way back from that. So that's what gave us the fear more than anything else, wondering what our plane would hold up. But that was all it did. So we didn't, I don't remember. Well, yeah, we did drop some bombs, but I don't know what.
So how did you feel about dropping bombs on people?
Well, we were not bombing the people. We were bombing factories.
Oh, factories.
Back bombing factories. Now, I don't tell what it was either, but see, now here's, okay.
That was an airdrome,
you see. That was an airfield.
Airfield for German?
It's a German airfield. So each one of the places, as you notice, is marked with its symbol as to what it was on it. So we made several missions, and well, in fact, there were 6 missions that I flew in July. And then there was 5 then in August until I was wounded and put out of action. Now, I was on the first time that Norway was bombed. See, that was on July the 24th, 1943. Our flying time was 7 hours and 45 minutes. Well, let's see, on this...
That's the flying time.
That was the flying time. According to this map, see, Norway is not shown here, but it shows you where the country is. It was a ball bearing plant, so I understand. Instead, it was industrial, or that's what it would be called, industrial. Then the next flight, the longest flight I was on, was Schweinfurt, Germany.
You weren't in Germany?
That was the longest flight in Germany. See, it was
50 hours?
Six hours.
6 hours.
So, okay, I think we were referring to a while ago the penetration into Germany down to Schweinfurt and Abbeville. Now, my newspaper clippings I have here, see, there's 2 missions before then that I don't have newspaper clippings on. This one starts in Norway.
So that's one of your missions?
This was one of my missions here, you see, on it. And then different ones, different places. Then there's one on Hamburg. Here's a picture then, you see, of the destruction.
That's your job, Liz.
That's a picture, see, where the bombs were dropped on whatever we were bombing there. And see, here's one where the bomb plant beyond the Ruhr. And that was where the parents were being awarded medals for their
basically loved ones. All your missions was successful?
Yes, And here's where they hit different ones, war plants, and we lost. This was one where we lost 25 people, and it, here's another picture.
You lost 25 people?
Well, on that particular raid. This one here now is the last one that I made, which was on August the 19th, 1943, mm-hmm. where the bombers attacked German airfields in Holland. Of course, all of our bombing was done by daylight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this says here. It was the daylight bombing, but that was the last one I made. It was for bombing an airfield. Of course, mm-hmm. loaded with German fighters. But one of those,
that was the scariest one you ever did.
Well, that was, I guess it was, because, well, now that was not it. Not, I don't guess it was any more scary than some of the others. But that's just the one that I was wounded.
You were wounded?
I was wounded on that one.
So what happened?
That was the last mission I made. I was hitting the ankle, the hip, and arm, all on the same side.
Oh, really?
See, now here's some of the awards now. Well, not awards, but this is some of my achievements. See, on the mission to Hamburg, on July the 26th, I destroyed one German fighter plane, an ME-109. On August the 12th, 1943, we bombed this place in Germany. There was another German aircraft that fought Wolf 190. And then on August the 17th, when we bombed Schweinfurt, a German plane, ME-110.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Gassenregen, when we bombed the airfield, my last mission, then I'm credited with destroying another Focke Wulf 190.
So we destroyed four planes.
Four planes, uh-huh.
And what was the raid on Paris for?
Well, I don't remember what we were bombing there. It was just probably one of the airfields. Probably.
Airfields?
Uh-huh, because that's about the only thing I can remember around Paris. Now, you might know more about the industrial part of it, but mm-hmm. I think at that time we were just bombing airfields. In that area, of course. Now, when we bombed Schweinfurt, Kassel, and Abbeville, well, and some of the others, like in Norway, Hamburg, those were industrial plants that we were bombing that made airplanes and made parts and other war materials, tanks and trucks and things of that nature only. But for these things here, now, I would, according to my medals, see, I have this now relates to the combat part of it, not to the conduct medal and something like that. But for so many missions, I was awarded the air medal.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then the next was another air medal, but was the oak leaf cluster. And I have the air medal with three oak leaf clusters on it, and then the fourth one here, when it was destroyed, this plane here, that was another oak leaf cluster. So you can only have four of the air medals. So I was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. But then for my wounds, then when I was able to receive it, I was then awarded the Purple Heart. And see, that's one of the things for the Army personnel that are wounded in a combat area, they receive the Purple Heart as a recognition.
So your last mission was in 1943?
On August 19, 1943.
What happened after the last mission?
Okay, then I was assigned to, returned to duty. Then I was assigned to carrying on the base that I was on, the flying personnel
mm-hmm.
up to the operations unit for their briefings to go on another mission.
Okay.
And then on their return, then I would pick them up and carry them back down to the area where we lived.
Okay.
Oh, that was my assignment then, because that was all I could do.
So you stayed in Europe, but then
still around. And then actually, I was able then to doing other things then. I was assigned as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
instructing recognition of enemy aircraft.
Okay.
So that sounds like an easy job, but it's not as easy as it sounds, because
nothing
it tells a lot, because then you're dealing with ones that have just come over. We mm-hmm. call them raw recruits.
Raw
recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've had their flight training, but they do not know anything about procedures of how to identify an enemy target. So that was my job, to identify and point out the identifying parts, you see, so they would know when to shoot and when not to shoot. Because if you don't know an enemy aircraft, you could possibly shoot down one of your own.
Yeah, that's not the purpose of it.
You get up in the air, and it's hard to tell them. But then from that, then, I was assigned other duties. I was sent to another base then to be reassigned, and I stayed there for several months, and I was sent to Ireland on my last 10 months in overseas combat to set up and operate a flexible gunnery school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to train how to use the 50 caliber machine gun, because it has to be on a stationary mount. Of course, it's vibrating as you're shooting it. So I had to instruct them on how to use the machine gun and how to use that finger to coordinate the number of rounds of ammunition you would shoot off without overheating your guns, and how to, as we call it, bore sighting, how to